your host, Ben Korn.
I'll tell you.
Okay.
I'm having issues.
All right, whoa, with what?
And Chris Welter.
Oh, first of all, I apologize. You're right, we should have brought up Carlos Gomez. Just a quick note from the last one.
I don't know why you were so anti-talking about Carlos Gomez.
Your phone rang and I got pissed.
And now, Fantasy Baseball Weekly.
Fantasy Baseball Weekly, thank you so much for joining us once again. It is a Sunday, April 26th, and we're here to talk baseball. But we have one issue. Usually I say, hey, Chris Welter, what's going on? How are you? No Chris Welter in studio with me today. He will join us later, though, so don't worry. One of the big issues for Chris Welter is that I am... wiping the floor with him is the best way to describe it. Up 12-2 with 1 day left, so I think he didn't really want to see my face today. So, Chris Welter out in Portland, Maine. Ben Korn live in studio. We're going to talk fantasy baseball. We've got news coming up. We'll talk about tracking Chris and let you know if Zach McAllister, Shane Green, Archie Bradley, Odubel Herrera, Will Middlebrooks, Alex Guerrero, any of those guys did anything worthwhile this week. Jimmy Paredes, he's playing really well. We'll talk a little bit about him. Tim Hudson, Dylan G.
Yes!
Just a couple guys to kind of keep on your radar. So we got a busy episode. We might not get into some of the things that we normally do just because of Chris Welter being gone. But I'll tell you what, we're still going to have a lot of fun. We're going to have some fun with this. So without further ado, let's get to the news.
Are you guys ready for the news with Chris Welter? Well, here it is. Take it away, Chris.
Ben Korn in for Chris Welter for the news. The Cubs continue to show off their embarrassment of riches by calling up middle infielder Addison Russell. He will play second base for the foreseeable future. Ryan Zimmerman is dealing with plantar fasciitis. This injury tends to linger, and Ryan Zimmerman loves to be injured. Jose Bautista missed his fourth straight game Saturday with a sore shoulder. Blue Jays manager John Gibbons says a DL stint won't be necessary, but was unclear when the Jays superstar would return. Shane Victorino hit the DL with hamstring problems. Although Ruzny Castillo is still working his way back from injury, this could open the door for Ruzny to swoop in and steal Victorino's right field job. Hey yeah! Yasiel Puig re-aggravated a hamstring injury, and a DL trip may be warranted. We will have replacement pickups during the Tracking Chris segment.
Whoa, Benny Korn. What do you think? You're just going to jump in here and steal my news segment?
That's how we do.
I'm not going anywhere. We're in a remote location again here, but I'll give you the news this one time, all right? I think we should mention Jose Bautista first, because he's the biggest name on this list.
Yeah.
He missed his fourth straight day with shoulder issues, and even though the manager said he's not going to go in the DL, shoulder is where the power comes from. So I do worry that even if he begins to play, he might not have power for a number of weeks here until he heals up.
And I think you got to watch out for guys like Encarnacion and Josh Donaldson as well. This kind of affects just the big three in terms of the way they get pitched.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that lineup relies on protection. Although Josh Donaldson looks amazing right now, but yeah, you could see a little slump, especially if Jose Reyes keeps missing games as well.
I mean, if Donaldson wants to give me two steals, I'll take that as well. He did that last night.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to see that. He's not really a speed threat, so yeah. I'm wondering if that was an accidental two steals.
One was a strikeout hit and run that Encarnacion didn't hit, and so he stole the one base and then do it during a shift. Nobody guarded third, so he just took it.
Well, that sounds about how he'll get his stolen bases.
Yep.
I guess the other biggest name on the list here is Yasiel Puig. He is officially going on the DL. He might be going to DL, actually. I don't know that it's official yet. But this is a bummer because, you know, he's your number one draft pick if you have him, and he just sort of seems to be stumbling out of the gate here to start the season. I'd be worried if I had Yasiel Puig.
Yeah, and I think that's why he dropped in our league, is that nobody really wanted to take a chance with this guy, even though he has so much potential. It's like he can either not play well, which is what he's done pretty much all year, and now not only is he not playing well, but he's not even going to be in your lineup. Do you have any idea of who we should look at in terms of picking up for this injury?
Well, we can get into it a little bit down the road with the tracking Chris segment, but I have been finding Jake Riznick and Brock Holt to be a nice little pickup right now.
Oh, so not necessarily Dodgers players, but picking up just people in general.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, I mean, Andre Ethier will definitely fill that role for the Dodgers for now.
Okay.
They continue to keep starters on their bench basically for this reason. So, but I don't really like Ethier. He really doesn't give you much. He may hit for average, but no real power, barely even any doubles. So I'd try to look elsewhere to get some more of those counting stats.
But keep in mind, Ethier, in that he did hit a home run last night. So maybe that is something to look towards the future. I'm not sure.
And just an interesting note, me and Big Rick, producer Rick, were doing some deep research. Have you heard about Yasiel Puig's sort of kidnapping court case that's sort of lingering and going on right now?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, so basically, and this is through some poor research of myself, so I apologize if I'm wrong on some of it. Basically, he had a very shady deal to get out of Cuba and get to America, and somehow he may have kidnapped somebody to make that deal happen. So, and then he sort of paid off some different people, and they want their money now. And that case has really picked up in the past 2 weeks. And so I just wonder if that has something to do with all the time he's missed, because he's missed a bunch of games even the past 2 weeks and just sort of undisclosed injuries. And I know Rick was aggravated because it would be like last minute that he would get scratched from the game. And I wonder if he's going to court and handling some of this and the Dodgers are just sweeping under the rug.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting.
But, if you want to read some wild stories about the underground baseball world, definitely research what Puig is going through right now, because it's pretty intriguing.
So you should Google Fantasy Baseball Weekly to find that out?
Exactly, and follow them on Twitter, I've heard. Great.
Yeah, I hear the Bearded Wonder is really good about tweeting about that.
Let me look this up. I'm not sure. Oh, it's at Fantasy BB Weekly on Twitter.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, check it out.
So you don't want to talk Josh Hamilton, huh?
All right, let's talk Josh Hamilton. I feel bad for him. And I really hate the Angels. They're kind of just being dicks about this whole thing. And it's pretty clearly they just don't want to pay him. They just want to save the money.
But isn't he in a better spot now with the Rangers?
Yeah, I think that's guaranteed. And if you ever are praying for a bounce back, the Rangers is the place to do it. You did hear a lot of whispers that and people saying that Los Angeles is not a great place for Josh Hamilton.
Yep.
You know, he's a guy who shouldn't be out drinking, shouldn't be out partying, and he's in basically one of the biggest party cities in the country. So hopefully he can go back to Texas. So for some reason they're willing to pay most of his salary. It seems crazy to me, but the Rangers are desperate. And you got to assume he's going to hit right behind or right in front of Prince Fielder, so that's a great spot. So as long as he's healthy, I think he's still got a couple weeks. He's not even healthy yet, but it's definitely interesting. Interesting. Yeah. I don't know that I'd go out and rush and pick up Josh Hamilton, but I'd keep an eye on it.
I mean, you think about it from the Rangers' perspective, it's, what, $5 million? And, I mean, Josh Hamilton, even on his bad years, is batting .250, 20 home runs, 80 RBI. So it's not a bad investment for the Rangers. And when you got Adrian Beltre, Mitch Moreland, Prince Fielder, sitting there, that's a pretty nice little group around you where you could feel kind of at home in the middle of that lineup.
Yeah, that's true. Hitting is not the Rangers' problem. Pitching is their problem. So, yeah, throw Hamilton back in that Arlington stadium, which is one of the best hitters' ballparks.
I think it'll be interesting, though, because I think on his way out, Josh Hamilton complained that it was a football city and that, screw off Dallas because they weren't willing to pay him back when he actually was playing well. And now he goes home. It'll be interesting to see how, the fans take to Josh Hamilton coming back.
Oh, I think they'll be just fine. Let's remember they were burning LeBron jerseys 5 years ago, and where are they now?
The Player Profile on Fantasy Baseball Weekly.
This week's Player Profile is Steven Vogt. He is a fourth-year player from Azusa Pacific College. He's on Bleacher Report's 2015 All-Underrated Team so far this season. Batting 364 with an OPS over 1, his walk rate is at 10% and strikeout rate at 14%. It is easy to say he is the best catcher in baseball through 3 weeks. Things were not always that easy, though. He was drafted by the Tampa Bay Rays in the 9th round of the 2007 draft, made his first appearance in a Rays uniform in 2012. He went 0-25. He was then traded to the Athletics in 2013 and has not seen regular at-bats, getting 47 games and 84 games his last two seasons. If you haven't added him to your team yet, you have probably missed out as he is 90% owned in Yahoo leagues, but he has hit safely in 8 of his last 10 games and will continue to be a rising star for the Oakland Athletics.
This is producer Rick, and you're listening to Fantasy Baseball Weekly.
Welcome back to Fantasy Baseball Weekly. This is Ben Korn holding down the fort in Boston, Massachusetts, while Chris Welter is out gallivanting around the country. You know, he has a lot more fun, I think, than I do in this world. But when it comes to baseball, I am the resident genius. But this is the moment that we've all been waiting for in the podcast. This is where we talk tracking Chris. Chris gives you an idea of some guys, usually some underground guys, that you should be looking at possibly picking up for the week, because there's a good chance that they are hot right now or have an opening because there's an injury. So these are guys that should be on your radar as guys you can pick up off the free agent wire. And last week, Chris did pretty well in his pitching. Chris decided to go with Danny Salazar versus Detroit on Friday. In that game, Danny Salazar struck out 11 guys. Danny Salazar has struck out 11 guys and 10 guys in his last two starts, and in those two starts, he has two wins. So Danny Salazar should definitely be on your radar. If he's not picked up in your league, pick him up immediately. Shane Green versus Cleveland Indians on Friday. This is where Chris struggled. 8 earned runs in 4 innings. If you picked up Shane Green, that was not your best move. Shane Green's actually had a very good year, though, so don't think that this is what Shane Green's going to do from here on out. Archie Bradley, a very good pickup versus Texas on Wednesday. 6 innings, 1 run, 2 Ks, and got the win. On the batting side, Odubel Herrera wasn't all that impressive. Batted 250, had 2 runs and a double. Will Middlebrooks, about middle of the road. It's good to see Will Middlebrooks playing at least somewhat well. 3 runs, 4 RBIs. And then Alex Guerrero, Chris's pick of the week, 4-for-6, 2 home runs, 4 RBIs. If Alex Guerrero can get any sort of real time, he is an immediate pickup in all leagues, and he's a free agent in pretty much every leagues. For some reason, he has stayed under the radar, even though, I mean, when you're hitting 2 home runs and 6 at-bats, that's pretty impressive. So if you get a chance, pick him up, put him on your bench, because he might have a chance with this Yasiel Puig injury to get more playing time. But I say we bring Chris Welter back into the story here. Chris, are you there?
I am here, Ben Korn. I'm just listening to the recap there of the tracking Chris.
Yeah, so I feel like you did pretty well. I think your rating in my mind was about a C+ this week. Not bad. You know, that's passing.
Yeah, you know, I look at it, it's about 50% success rate there, and I just try to remind people, I'm picking people that are 10% owned or worse here. So this is the bottom of the barrel, so we're kind of shooting for the stars, and I feel like I'm doing all right.
I was wondering why you didn't pick, you know, somebody like Josh Donaldson or Paul Goldschmidt. It seemed like they would be better picks.
Right, yeah. The plan is to avoid people that are widely owned, so we're trying to find these diamonds in the rough here.
Well, I think in that regard, you can definitely give yourself a B-. How about that, Chris? You found some diamonds.
Oh, I got upgraded. I'll
give you an upgrade. I agree with you.
That was generally how I got through school. I the teacher would give me a C-, and I'd sweet talk my way into the B range. So I'm still working that move, I guess.
I knew you were a sales guy.
But yeah, Alex Guerrero, I'm pretty excited about here because, A, he's probably going to get third base eligibility pretty soon. He's played at least a couple of games there. But also with Yasiel Puig going down, he might steal. I know we talked about Andre Heath here, but Alex Guerrero might steal some of those at-bats too. And the way he's hitting, he's got four home runs already on the season. He could be a major impact player.
I'm picking him up right now.
No, keep saving for the rest of the people.
All right,
save him for the rest of the people. I've been watching your team. You're kicking my ass this week. I think your team's okay.
Thank you. I mean, I can always be better, and I think that it helps that I get first run at these free agents that you talk about on Tracking Chris. So thank you so much, Chris, for letting me beat the crap out of you with your own free agents.
Well, I hope the people email in and tell you that they hate that, because I'm not doing this for you, Ben. I'm doing this for the people.
But, I mean, I can pick them up, right?
I don't think you should. I think you get enough advice. You're good. You just proclaimed yourself a genius from what I heard, so I think you're okay.
Oh, wait, you heard that?
Yeah, buddy, I'm everywhere.
Oh, boy.
This is the most important thing we can do for our listeners. We are tracking Chris Walter's fantasy baseball picks, not his sleeping habits.
I know we talked about Yasiel Puig going down, so you need some outfielder replacements. Two guys that I like right now are Brock Holt and Jake Marisnyk. Brock Holt is very hot right now. He's batting .424 this season. And with Shane Victorino going down, there's a good chance Holt gets some of those bats, or a lot of them. He's a really super utility guy, so he's going to play regularly, but that's even more guaranteed with Victorino going down. So I'd go pick up Brock Holt, and he's got eligibility all over the place, which is always nice for setting your lineups. Jake Marisnyk is also on fire this year. He's batting .350. He's got a home run. He's got two doubles. He's got four stolen bases, so he's giving you all sorts of fun counting stats there. And the one key for Jake Marisnyk that really made him stand out to me is he's striking out at a much lower rate this season. He's only striking out at 15%, and he's been about a 25% strikeout rate guy in his major league career. So if he can keep that up, he could really have a breakout year. Let's see. We also, this might not work for everybody's outfield replacements, but we have a couple first basemen who should be on your radar. C.J. Cron is starting to get hot. He's an Angels DH last first baseman. He's got six hits over his last four games. And with Josh Hamilton being traded, it really guarantees Cron full-time playing time. So he could be a great option for you. And then this guy might not be available, but I wanted to bring him up. Mark Teixeira is on fire. Have you seen what he's doing, Ben?
Yeah, I was listening to the Mets-Yankees game when Teixeira decided to hit a ding-dong on Gavin DeGrom.
Yeah, he's been hitting them left and right. He's, in his last 21 at-bats, he's got eight hits and five home runs.
I think the thing I love about Teixeira is that people ask him, like, hey, you know, your average is starting to struggle. He's like, I'm not here for average. I'm here to hit the ball out of the park. That's what I'm here to do. I'm like, okay, bud.
Well, and you know what? I think fantasy owners should believe him because he's not going to hit any better than .220. I don't care that his average is around .260 now. He will be a .220 hitter. But, hey, if he hits 30 home runs, then who cares, right?
Well, and that's the thing. Make sure if you pick up Mark Teixeira that you know that, you know, you need to have other guys like a DJ LeMahieu or something to help with the batting average.
Yeah, you definitely want to offset the terrible batting average of Mark Teixeira. So he's a good pick. And then I got a couple pitchers for you here, Ben Korn. Tim Hudson is just perpetually underrated in fantasy. Now, he's not going to give you many strikeouts, but he's got great control, and he's against the Angels on May 1st. I really like him for a spot start, or maybe you want to hold on to him. And then we do have one two-start pitcher this week, Dylan G. He's been sort of a favorite of mine, and he struggled to make the rotation this year. We're talking the Mets here. They have a stacked rotation. He is actually a two-start pitcher this week, and he's another guy that's not going to give you a lot of strikeouts, but he had a great start last week. He's starting to find his groove here. And let's face it, the Mets are the hottest team in baseball.
Yeah,
so I think you just want to ride that train.
Very good, Chris. I like these guys that you're talking about. A lot of them are on my radar as well. I picked up Jake Marisniak last week, and then I've also now dropped him already. But, that's neither here nor there.
Well, that means he's available in our league. Somebody better rush out.
He's on the waivers right now, but within the next, 2 days, he will be ready to be picked up by whoever they want. And maybe on a tracking Ben, I would put Jimmy Paredes.
Oh, fair enough, yeah.
He's
an Oriole, I think, right?
Yeah, he's an Oriole. He's beating the crap out of the Red Sox right now. He's batting number 2 in the Orioles lineup. And he was the number 3 ranked player last week. So.
Oh, wow. That snuck up on me.
Pretty much available in almost all leagues, I'm pretty sure. So, except for ours, because I just dropped Jake for Jimmy. But
So we have a mini tracking Ben segment that just got created, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I got excited about you, going over all your picks and people just commenting about how good you are, and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna do my own tracking thing real quick, and so there you are.
Well, all right, fair enough. I'm gonna track you tracking yourself. And then we'll retrack it next week. How about that?
That's a lot of tracking.
Yeah, we're going to be tracking all over the map, bro.
Yeah, Jimmy Paredes, 6% owned. There's a lot of guys in the top 25 batters that are not heavily owned that did really well. Mark Teixeira, who Chris just talked about, he was the number 1 ranked batter last week. 5 home runs, 12 RBIs, batting .333. With 6 runs, and Teixeira is only 62% owned in Yahoo League, so definitely somebody you want to have on your radar. Hecheverria from Florida, Miami Marlins, he was the number 2 ranked player, and he's only 25% owned. He had a home run, 8 RBIs, a stolen base, 8 runs, batted almost .500. So definitely have him on your radar. Paredes is number 3. Then you got some well-known guys. And then you have Justin Maxwell for San Francisco. He's only 3% owned. And this could be the missing piece in the slugging for the San Francisco Giants. He has 3 home runs, 7 RBIs, and 5 runs last week, batting .350. So another guy you should have on your radar. Chris Owings is finally getting it together. He was the number 8 ranked fantasy player last week. At home run, 5 RBIs, 3 stolen base, batting .430. And Gregory Polanco.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Sorry, I want to back you up on that Chris Owings call. He could be very valuable. He's a middle infielder. I think he's second base and shortstop eligible, which can be a tough position to fill once injuries start happening here.
Yep.
And he gives you a little of everything. He's got some pop. He's got some speed. He'll hit you some doubles and runs. So. Chris Owings is a good call, Ben.
And it'll be interesting to see what happens with that Arizona Diamondback infield. When you got Owings, you got my boy, the rookie that just came from Western Mass. You got Tomas,
Jake
the rookie.
Lamb. Are you talking Jake Lamb?
Then you got my boy Jake Lamb.
Yeah, so he's on the DL now. So that should at least give you some guaranteed playing time for guys like Chris Owings and Ender Inciarte is another hot outfielder there. David Peralta. They do have a lot of sort of sleeper candidates there in Arizona.
Yeah, keep an eye on the Diamondbacks, and they're actually playing pretty well, the Diamondbacks, so keep an eye out on them. Gregory Polanco, 74% owned. He had a nice week, 13th-ranked player with 1 home run, 4 stolen base, 2 doubles. Devin Travis keeps killing it. Zach Cozart, from shortstop from Cincinnati, had a real nice week with 3 home runs, 7 RBIs, stolen base. So a lot of guys that you can pick up that round out the top 25 is Luis Valbuena from Houston. 26% owned, and he had 3 home runs, 5 RBIs, a stolen base. Not batting too well, only a .192, but a lot of guys that were not on the radar come draft day that that you can pick up right now and eventually get yourself a victory in the world.
Yeah, I mean, hey, we said it last week, and I'll say it again. Some of these guys will they're total fakeouts, but a handful of these guys we just mentioned could be the sort of rising superstars that really win you that fantasy league. So you definitely want to be playing the waiver wire right now and sort of hoping to find the hot hand.
And if Chris Bryant is available in your league.
Yeah.
He actually started off very well. Yeah.
He really does look like a superstar, you know, because he's hitting, he's doing situational hitting too. He's not just up there trying to hit a home run every time. You know, they have him batting cleanup, so when he has guys on, he's just taking a single to drive in the run. I really love what I see him. I think he's a smart player as well as a talented player.
And he has a stolen base. He's batting .400, stolen base, 6 RBIs, 4 doubles already, and 5 runs. Not a bad start for old Chris Bryant.
Yeah, those are superstar numbers, I gotta say.
Better than Jose Abreu, who is batting .435 with 2 home runs and only 2 doubles.
Well, I think I would take that too. That doesn't sound
not bad. Not bad, guys. Well, Chris, I hope that we can see you in studio. I mean, it's definitely memorable when you're in town.
I know. I think we should be able to work out a studio time next week. I know we have a good friend's wedding, so we might be a little, how do you say, hungover as shit.
Oh, yeah.
But,
okay, interesting.
We're going to make it happen next Sunday.
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting episode.
Yeah, it should be fun. It's always fun, Ben. It's always fun.
Any last thoughts before we close this thing out?
No, I just do want to say it's still early, folks. If you're freaking out and your team's terrible, I know I'm trying not to bring it up, but I'm getting blown out by you right now in our major money league.
Don't worry, I brought that out many times, so they know.
Okay, I guess I didn't hear everything then. You must have really kept me off out of in the dark for that segment.
Heck yeah!
But yeah, don't get worried, folks. It's still early. There's still a lot of luck in play, so. Just keep working hard, and you can turn your team around.
Thank you for those powerful words, Chris. That's amazing.
Yeah, well, I'm reminding myself as much as I'm reminding everybody else.
And thank you, everyone, for joining us on another episode of Fantasy Baseball Weekly. We'll be back next week. Keep in mind, once again, we're recording this on April 26th. That is Sunday morning, and we're getting ready for another day of baseball. So without further ado... goodbye, and thank you for shipping up to Boston. I'm a sailor! Hey!